Today we are going to be learning together the final Ois Ches of Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebe Bavil. In this Ois, the Rebbe speaks about supporting, helping, expanding, donating, building 770 Kipshutei Mamish. We know that there was a campaign to expand 770, and there was even a Hanoches Even Apina, groundbreaking ceremony that the Rebbe personally participated in on Yud Zayin Elul Tov Shin Mem Ches. And the Rebbe references that in this Ois, and the Rebbe speaks and encourages everyone to participate in the Archava of 770. Let's learn it together. Ois Ches. Says the Rebbe, "B'chol zeni toisav adgosha yiseida b'tkufa achroina." Everything we spoke about, the mile of Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, 770, Paratzta, is all coming to a forefront and stressed, especially in the recent era, in the recent times. You have to understand that as much as 770 was Paratzta, when the Friedrich Rebbe got it in Tov Shin Aleph, in Tov Shin, they moved in, but you couldn't really say, Begashmias, wow, I see the way the earth is going out to the whole world from here. Of course, we know it. That's where the Nasi is. Just because there were 10 people there, 20 people, that doesn't mean it wasn't true. Of course it was true. Anasi Wakoel and the Friedrich Rebbe was changing the world. But in Tov Shinun and on, when you're able to see Baruch Hashem after 50 years, Ad Oilam, Yoivel Shonim, of the Rebbe's Nasiyas, especially at 40 years, we know that's when you get Leiv Ladas, Einayim Liroi, Zaznayim Lishmoya. At that point, in other words, in our times, it's clear, crystal clear, that 770 is the Tel Talpiyos Shemimenu Yetzayra L'chol Olam. In other words, you don't have to come up to a Pirush, or a Medrash, or a Drush, or a Sicha. Everybody in the world knows 770 is the center of the international Lubavitch movement, which reaches every single Yid led by the Rebbe. It's not a secret. The world knows that it's the center of world Jewry. And says the Rebbe, V'inyin zeh mudgash oid yoyser, it's brought out even more. When we see b'muchosh, that we see more and more people coming to Beis Rabbeinu, which we know, Beroiv Am, the more people, Hadras Melech, it gives a special kavod and a special beauty to the Melech, which is the Chachomim, the Man Malki Rabbonon, and Ubefrat, the Nosi Ador, the Rebbe puts into brackets, Melech Ador, the Nosi is a Melech. So the more Yidden coming to 770, the more it's clear, and the beauty and the kavod that's given to the Nosi Ador. And you have to understand, see, it's hard for us to visualize unless you see it in the video, but I remember watching the Sundays. It's hard to picture lines of people lining around 770, hundreds, thousands of people a week looking just to get a dollar from the Rebbe, a millisecond with the Rebbe. People, men, women, children, from Frei, Yidden, Lahavdil Goyim, people from all walks of life. Everybody knew, you want a blessing, you come Sunday to the Rebbe. This was people, lines for hours, lining up, twisting, turning around just to get a dollar. There was whole businesses around, laminating the dollars, pigeon the latin. It turned into a whole scene. Thousands and thousands of people coming. So everybody knew, you want a blessing, you want Judaism? Beis Rabbeinu Shebe Bavel, period. It became to a point, says the Rebbe, Naset Tzoyrich v'hechrich l'hagdu l'harchiv oid yoyser is Beis Rabbeinu. We have to expand it even more, because we do know, like the Rebbe points out in 103, that over the years there was an expansion. We look and walk into 770, we don't realize it used to be so much smaller. These are basements of buildings that they kept on pushing out further and further and further. Even when the architect said that it's impossible and may take years and support, they came the next day and the Bachram had it all cleared out. Don't get any ideas. But that's it. They came and all of a sudden the supporting beams, poles, the walls, it was ready to be expanded over the years. And now it came to a point, says the Rebbe, that it's time to go big. But even the pritzas get their paratzta, k'moy binyan bayis chadash, like a new house. And the Rebbe says in order 104, v'ad la nochas even pina, that there was a groundbreaking ceremony. We all know, the Rebbe calls it Erev Chai Elul, which was Yud Zayin Elul. The Rebbe came, and the Rebbe literally picked up the rock, and the Rebbe spoke a sicha, which we are going to be learning together as part of this series, as well as watching the video on Thursday, Mir Tashem, of the Rebbe speaking by the groundbreaking of 770. This is the Rebbe's personal participation in the expansion of 770. Now that you understand the goydel eloy of Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, that this is the Beis HaMikdash connected to the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Shekhinah is going to be revealed. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be revealed. Now that you have a little bit of an understanding of what Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel is, says the Rebbe, move on, goydel aschus, everyone can understand the tremendous merit. The call echad vechad Yisrael ishtatev begufay b'memoyneh, that everyone should support, which we know regarding the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, kol chayovim livnos l'sayid ba'atzmanu b'memoyneh, everyone has a responsibility to participate in the building and the expansion and the beautification of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbe says, v'chol amarbe harezim meshubach, the more you give, adarabe. Bebnias Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel Keachonoy Liyiridas Vizgalus Mikdash Oseh Tekev Miyad Mamash. This is Pashet. It's like preparing for the Beis HaMikdash to come. Imagine you're preparing the landing zone for the Beis HaMikdash to come down, connect to 770, and return to Yerushalayim. Now, that Tavshin Nun Beis, we all know, was called Shnas HaTzadik. Not just because the Rebbe is a Tzadik, but because the Rebbe was born Tofrei Samach Beis, so Yud Aleph Nissen Tof Shin Nun Beis would have been the Rebbe's 90th birthday. So the whole year from already Tof Shin Nun Aleph was called Shnas HaTzadik. Now, what do we say in Kapitel in the Kapitel over there, which in Kapitel Pei Tes finishes off with which means finishing with the Hagbolas of Golos, breaking through the Cherfu Ikves Mashiachecha, those that laugh about Mashiach and are cocked about Mashiach and are not involved in Mashiach. We know the minig is, based on the Baal Shem Tov, we say a kapitel matching the year of our life, but a kapitel ahead, because right when you were born, you're in your first year of life. So when you start off, we say Hashem Moin Ata Yisalonu B'dor V'dor, which goes on the Bati Knesiyas and the Bati Midrashas, and we finish off with the famous pasuk which we learned about, that when the Yidden wanted to build the Mishkan and they wanted the Shekhinah to rest and they didn't see the Ur come down, so Moshe Rabbeinu davened and he said V'inoyam Hashem Alekeinu Aleinu Mas Yedeinu Koineneu, that the Eibishter should find favor in our work and bring the Shekhinah down to our work of our hands. Shekoyal Ashrois Ashchina B'Mishkan U'B'Mikdash, which represents the Gili Ashchina, which came down to reside and to be present in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Rebbe finishes off the last paragraph. There's a lot here. We'll take it slowly. V'yirotzen, that even before we expand and we make bigger Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, shouldn't have to wait to finish. Already is Gala V'yered Min HaShemayim Mikdash HaOsid, the third Beis HaMikdash should come down Min HaShemayim. Mikdash HaShem Koinu Yedecha, which this third Beis HaMikdash we know is built by the Eibishter himself. Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi V'Meshulosh, which the Rebbe says that the third Beis HaMikdash, based on the Zohar, it's not just the third Beis HaMikdash, it's going to have in it all three Bati Mikdashes. It's going to have the Mishkan, the Bayis Rishen, and the Bayis Sheni. It's going to be the Shleimus of all the Batim Mikdashas together. And the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the prototype, the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash. V'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'soichom. Sheyizgala tchila shebeis Rabbeinu shebebovel. It's first going to be revealed in the Beis Rabbeinu shebebovel, which is also a Bayis Meshulosh. Has a triple usage. Every building has to have a certain usage. The 770 has a triple usage. What's a triple usage? First of all, it's a base Knesset for Medavint. It's a base Amedesh for Melernt. And base Maisim Toivim, the Mount of Tztoke, and the Gmilos Chasodim, Svadus Chasidim, that takes place in 770 is obviously on the greatest level. Umisham Yachsel Yerushalayim, from there will return to Yerushalayim. Together with all the shulin and all the batim midrashes of the entire world, sheyikavu beretz Yisrael b'Yerushalayim, that will be set and placed and permanently settled in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, mechuber lemikdash, directly connected to the Beis HaMikdash, like we explained at Lent in the previous shiurim and in this kuntres. Not just all the shulin, but all the yidin from all these places are going to return. Like the pasuk says, that it's going to be open and drawn. Everyone from everywhere, the whole world, and all the nations of the world are going to stream forth to the Beis HaMikdash. The Novi tells us that everyone's going to come. Now, the Rebbe points out in Order 112 that we find the same thing in Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. Why? Because we see that from 770 is going out the inyan of spreading Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, the influence on the Goyim to be mekabel upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which was given a mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Eibishter by Matan Torah, that we should be lochuv as kol boi oilam, that we should get convince every Goy to be mekabel upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And the Goyim are going to say, lochuv v'nala al harashem obeis elike Yaakov, they're going to want to go in the ways of the Yidden and Torah. From Eretz Yisrael, from Beis HaMikdash, from Tzion, the light of Torah is going to go out, and the word of Hashem is going to go to Yerushalayim. And which Darga of Torah? Says the Rebbe, the Darga of Torah Chadosha Miti Teitze, the new Giloy of Torah, the Darga of Torah Chadosha, and the Chetakabi finishes off the Rebbe. Tekef umiyad mamish. And Amir Hashem, in the coming shir, we will learn the sikha that the Rebbe spoke by the groundbreaking of the Archava of 7-7.